Well, grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You know, one of the things when we talk about how small the world is the thing is, even though there's billions of people in the world, folks, that doesn't mean that God doesn't know who we are. He does. For our visitors, we actually looked at John 3:16 here, about 6 weeks ago. But what I did is instead of just talking about it, I actually handed out a sheet that had the Greek translation and all the meanings of the words. One of the things that we are taught is that we study the New Testament in Greek, Old Testament, and Hebrew. You go back to the original language. And so, God so loved the world, but the word that is used is cosmos. Cosmos means universe, not just world. And what happened when somebody translated it, they said, God's only interested in here. He has this huge creation, and he's only going to be interested in this. Come on, let's not limit God. And I notice in one of the readings we had today, it talked about cosmos, the universe. Well, why the universe? Well, when we are brought into the family of God, are there limitations? I don't know how many times I've heard somebody, I was baptized Catholic, or I was baptized Lutheran. Or I was baptized Baptist. None of those is true. You were baptized as a Christian into the family of Jesus Christ. And when you went to the baptismal font, whether it's this one or fully immersion or whatever, you're making a statement that you want to join the family. Well, if there's infant baptism, it's a little hard to make a statement when you're, 6 months old? But just like it is in some of the other denominations, age of consent and this kind of thing, we have it too with confirmation. It's when you stand up and say, I believe this, and this is for me. I mean, let's face it, that's what the Bible says. You must be born again in the faith. And a lot of that is, I believe, okay? I know Noreen believed. Noreen helped with communion here for what? 3 years, 4 years. Bob and she were always here bringing Valerie. And no matter what happened, every time I asked Noreen, would you help? Oh, sure I will. You know, no problem. Fred just said something interesting. We know where she is. Well, why do we have a situation where we can't live forever? Well, we live in a broken world. When sin entered our world in the Garden of Eden, and Satan became the god of this planet, not Jesus, Satan, we live in a broken world. And when we become Christians, we stand up against that. We believe. And remember, faith is a gift of the Holy Spirit. So when we start looking at this, yeah, it's too bad we don't live forever here. But we do live forever, don't we? Okay, because of eternal life. When Jesus went to that cross, why did he have to go to the cross? See, we talk about what he did. The important thing is, why? Well, I preach on this here, but this is more for the visitors today. How many rules did God give us? Dang. Okay? And then the Jewish people thought, hey, we're going to help him out. 613 laws. God gives us 10 and we add 603, right? You know, it's that kind of stuff drives me crazy. Our names are written down in the book of life before we're even born. Okay? So we know we have a place up there. All you got to do is believe, accept it. But yet, there comes a time when it's time for us to go, isn't it? One of the things that I learned years ago was that death is a part of life. Is it to be feared? No. What I think we're afraid of more than anything else is the pain that comes with that. Like Noreen saying to Bob, I have an infection. I'm dying. We know. Okay? And that's sad. But that's part of that process, too. I'm going to tell you a story. And it's been a while since I've told it here. I come on my mom's side from a Russian-German family. After the Reformation, they were Lutheran in southern Germany. And when Germany was partitioned after the 30 Years' War, if you were Lutheran in the south, Catholic in the north, you had to leave. Okay? Well, where do you go? Catherine the Great was a German Lutheran princess. And she said, all right, if any of you want to come to Russia, we'll give you free land. You could get 50 acres, plot of land in the Ukraine. My family did. So my family, even though we're partly ethnically Russian, lived in the Ukraine for 250 years. So our family was born in a village northwest of Odessa. My grandfather's older sister was Elizabeth Stoliker Reichel, Aunt Lizzie. Aunt Lizzie lived in Rochester, Minnesota. She probably stood all of, I'm going to look at Marlene right now, because if she was 5 feet, she was doing pretty well. She farmed 150 acres in Rochester, Minnesota, until the day she died at 98 and 8 months. She was out cutting hay. And if you've ever worked on a farm and things like that, any rock that's in the ground will work its way up. Well, anyway, one day on a hill, she was out on her tractor, almost 99 years old, driving a tractor. You know, here we go. And as she was cutting the hay on this hill, tire hit that rock, tractor overturned on her. And she got pretty badly beat up. So they took her to the hospital. Her daughter, Lottie, who was 77, calls. And she says, Mom's not going to make it. She had an accident. Well, I had the phone call because my mom was the oldest one in the family. And I said, all right, we'll be on our way. And I could hear Aunt Lizzie in the background. Now, she spoke Russian, Yiddish, German, you know, pretty smart lady. And she said, I want talk. Okay. So she brought the phone into her. She got on the phone and she says, don't to come. Well, Aunt Lizzie, they said you're going to die. Yeah, isn't it great? Of course, I really said a lot right then. I was a little surprised to hear that, you know, that kind of thing. And she said, look, and I'm going to quit doing the voice. But she said, I'm almost 99 years old. I have outlived all my friends, almost all my kids, my husband. I had a great life. I'm ready to go be with Jesus. Love ya. And hung up the phone. And that night she went to be with Jesus. What a faith and a lesson for all of us. You know, we can look at all of these kind of things. We know it's coming up for us. And when I look at our congregation, when I start seeing all the eights in front of years, you know, or sevens, I mean, when I'm one of the youngest one in the, and I turn 71 next week, you know, that's those kind of things. Huh? I know. But I still like having fun. But seriously, though, life is a part of death. And when Jesus went to that cross, and on the third day, he was resurrected from the dead. What happened? Well, the curtain in the temple was rent asunder, as the King James says, correct? What else happened? The dead rose and came out of the tombs. Gee, I wonder how bad the smell was. No, that's all right. But when you look at that, There's the promise. Christianity in the beginning was not Christianity. You know who called us Christians? The Romans as a derogatory. They're following that Christ. They're Christians. The religion was called the way or the promise. And that way is following Jesus Christ with the promise of everlasting life. So as Fred said today, we know where Noreen is. And Bob, you know where she is too. And there is a day coming when you two will be together again. You're not alone. And I know she'll come and visit you too. May this grace, which passes all human understanding, keep your hearts on Christ Jesus. Amen.